Joining us here, one of the class of 2024 is Tom Wise, the Mercer County Hall of Fame. And Tom, first off, congratulations. I know this is going to be a big moment for you and your family.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. It's a huge honor, especially having other family members, my dad and two uncles, ahead of me. So it's a huge honor, yes.
What's the first thing you thought of when you got the call?
Well, Bill Bestwick is the one who called me, and I'm personal friends with his son. So I honestly didn't understand why he was calling me. I thought there was maybe a problem with his son or something like that. And when he said about the Hall of Fame, it just kind of caught me off guard. And obviously, it's a big deal. I mean, to our family and the ones ahead of me, and I guess they're telling me it's a new record now with the Bestwick family. So for him to be calling me was kind of cool, you know. So
you grew up in Grove City. You played sports in Grove City. Talk about growing up in Grove City and being an athlete in that time period.
Oh, I tell everybody I love the 90s. I mean, the 90s were so fun, and growing up in Grove City, I was actually the sports editor of my high school newspaper, and I can remember doing this big, you know, spread called Grove City, the little school that could, because we were all practically in the state, state play in almost every sport that year, and one of my best friends in the world, Tom Tomio, we had an opportunity to do something that was really cool, because back then, when they assessed every year for AA and AAA, so he got to win in AA as a junior, and got to win in AAA as a senior. Well, I got to win in AA in track as a junior, and then in AAA as a senior. So that was really cool, and just great experience growing up in Grove City. Great teachers, great mentors, great families. I wouldn't change it for anything. Loved it.
Obviously, track and field was your sport. What drew you to the sport of track and field?
My dad knew I was pretty fast when I was younger, and I remember he woke me up one morning and he said, "You want to go to a track meet over at Lakeview?" And I, okay. And I mean, I'd done the little Steve Snyder's program at Grove City and done pretty well. And so he took me over, and, you know, I immediately won the 50 and I won the 100 and won the long jump. And he saw something in me, you know, that I think, he thought, "Well, this is kind of his sport." And then Chuck Bartholomew, I got involved with the Mercer County Track Club and out of West Middlesex. I don't know if you know Chuck or not, but he thought I should be into multi-events. He said, "Your kid can do everything." So I had never gone over a hurdle in my life. So my first experience with that, I think, was at a national meet when I was 12. And that it just kind of went from there. And I think I went to nationals every year in the summer track from 12 to 18. So
winning state, just talk about that memory.
Well, some people know this story, but, you know, winning the state championship my junior year, I kind of came out of nowhere, because I'd qualified in the 400 in AAA. I went to states 4 years, AA, AAA, AA, AAA, which is kind of weird. And I went in the 400 as a sophomore, and I didn't do anything. I got blown off the track, and I realized I'd trained a little too hard, a little too gung-ho. So coming in the junior year, as far as the 300 hurdles and the 110 hurdles, no one really knew who I was, and my times had just come down. I almost skipped 38 seconds altogether. I went from 39, down to 38.10 at the district meet, and all of a sudden I run under 38 seconds at the state meet. I beat the defending champ in the prelims, and then, you know, I win. The significance of that meet, though, is that that's the only meet my dad ever missed in my life. He had a heart bacterial infection of his heart, and they would not let him leave to go to the meet. So I would run to the phone and call him to let him know what was going on. And I was so excited because I got third in the 110s. It was the first year I was allowed to run the 110s. My coach allowed me to run, Dave Labor. And I was so excited because I got third in the 110s, and I told my dad that. And he said, "Wait a minute. Didn't you already run the 300s? I said, "Oh, yeah, I won. I got the state record." And he had some choice words for me.
Now, obviously, winning state, winning gold was your highlight of your high school career. Is there a memory or two that a negative memory that you still think about today?
Not really. No. I mean, I just I thought about not playing football my senior year, just because I was so gung ho with the track. And my track coach actually said to me, my track coach was like another dad to me too, and he said, "No, you're playing football. You need a break from me." And so he knew that, you know, we'd spent so much time together all summer and all spring, you know, all that kind of thing. So I almost didn't do that, and I'm glad I did, though, because I had such a good time with all my friends playing football, and that was kind of my break from track. So
you mentioned your dad. Who else influenced you to get to the success you had?
Oh, my family is, I have so much support in the Wise family. We're a huge family. We're very supportive of each other. We had 83 at Thanksgiving this year, and you'll see tomorrow night, there'll be three tables of these, you know, they'll be here, and you know, if you tell them there's food, they'll come. But no, just huge support, big athlete history, at a little number five out there by the outlet mall. A lot of athletes come out of there. My Uncle Bob, of course, is in, and my Uncle Bud is in the Hall of Fame, and then my dad, whether it was football, baseball, track, I mean, it just seems like it's just kind of in our blood, it's in our roots.
You know? Talk about after high school. You went to college. Obviously, you did track. Just talk about your college experience.
Yeah, so I got involved with the multi-events. I told you, Chuck Bartholomew, that was his idea. And I give him all the credit in the world for getting me involved in that. And so that's what I kind of pursued in the summers. I was a, you know, kind of became more of a hurdler, sprinter kind of guy in high school. But then in the summers, I worked on the multi-events. So I got involved in a decathlon. I ended up doing 25 decathlons in my life. And I kind of knew that was what I was going to do in college. I knew I could contribute on relays and that kind of thing and still run the 400 hurdles. Didn't put a ton of time into that, but that was where I really liked the decathlon because even if you're having a bad day, you just go to another event, you know. So, oh, the shot's not going well, let's go pole vault. Oh, the pole vault's not going well, let's go hurdle. I mean, there was something for everybody. So I had aspirations of trying to make the Olympics. I realized I needed to reset that goal in college, that Olympics probably wasn't feasible, but I really wanted to make the trials. And I made a pretty good run. 71.62 got me close to the 7,300, which was the provisional for the Olympic trials. And didn't quite get there, but had a blast trying, yeah.
Any regrets?
None. And John Papa was the head coach of Slippery Rock at the time, and he and I are close to this day. And I'm so glad. I tell everybody I would do that 100 times over. I was either going to go to Penn State, West Virginia, or Bowling Green. That was what I narrowed it down to. I didn't want to go farther in about 3 hours. And then, I don't know, something just said to me one day, this guy, you know, I sat down with John Papa one day, and he said, where do you want to go? I know you're having trouble deciding. He called Tennessee for me. He called Penn State for me. I said, that guy's got my best interest, so I'm going there. And I'm so glad I did.
Tom Wise, talk about what you're doing today, your family, and what do you do with your life?
So I've been a teacher for, this is my 26th year, a health and phys ed teacher. I taught for 8 years at the Clarion School District. I taught for 9.5 at the Mercer School District. Coached at both of those places, track the whole time. Coached cross country, coached wrestling, coached a lot of different things. I'm in the Grove City School District. I came over there in 2016, halfway through the year. I was at the middle school. I'm actually at the George Junior Republic right now. That's where I'm teaching. Married. Been married for almost 12 years to April. We have 4 kids together. And yeah,
you had a good life. What does this weekend mean to you and your family?
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, just the family history obviously is pretty huge, but just being included with. You know, just the fine athletes from Mercer County and the history of this Hall of Fame means the world to me. So I'm very appreciative.
Tom Wise, congratulations.
Thank you very much.